Hello, Audio Boo. Just leaving work right now. And today, I'm off to the library today, making a journey to the library. And it's a little bit longer than my normal journey home. But I won't be recording all of the journey. And I won't be... There are some parts of the journey where I'm going to have to put my phone away. Because there's a part of the journey to the library where... where it's not really the best idea to have your phone out and stuff, because I really don't want to draw too much attention to my phone and things like that, because it's not a really, really good area in certain parts that I have to travel to in order to get to the library. So at some point I might pause it, or I might even just stop it or whatever. But yeah, today I'm off to the library. I don't know, I keep saying to myself I'm not going to probably... not going to get any more books out this time round. But saying that, I always say that. Well, I don't always, but I say that once in a while. I would say that, but then I always end up getting a book. I always end up choosing one. You know, I always end up getting a book. I always end up, like, I go in there and then I see something. Well, I just see the shelves of books, and the next thing I know, I'm just picking up books and things, and I end up choosing books. And if I find anything I like, I normally end up getting it. Sorry if I sound a bit out of breath, but I do get tired very easily because of the hole in the heart. So, yeah, I am a little bit out of breath. But there you go. What was I saying? Yeah. So I just, like, if I see a really good book and I can't resist, and I just end up picking it up, and I have to get one. So, because I'm an avid reader, I'm a bit of an avid reader. I've got, like, on Goodreads, this social network that I'm on. It's a sort of like a, it's an app where you can display all of the books that you've read, books that you are currently reading, books that you want to read, or you wish to read in the future, sort of like thing. So. It's sort of like a virtual bookshelf, if you like, and a display of what books you have, you know, sort of like thing. And I've got like over 100 books in there. So I am an avid reader, and I love reading. So, you know, the thing about going to the library is that whenever I do go, I can't help it. I just have to pick up a book, because if I see a title that, you know, or an author that I really into, and if I see a title that really interests me, or, you know, a book that really interests me, then I have to pick it up. I can't just not pick it up. I can't leave it alone. That's the thing. So I know today I have said to myself, well, I'm not going to get another book out. I've said that, but I know for a fact that I'll get to the library and I'll change my mind, because I'll just not be able to resist getting a book out, and then I'll end up just I'll end up getting a book because I just wouldn't be able to resist. That's just how it is. But what can I do? Just the way I am, really. Can't help it. I've got three books in the bag that I'm carrying, that I'm returning three books. One of them was by, well, I can't remember who the authors were. They're quite good authors, though. Actually, I think one of them was Val McDermid. She does good books. I think I did a review on it, actually. I think I was a bit disappointed on it. I'm not sure, I can't remember. It's been a while since I've read these books. It's just that I haven't been able to get out and to actually return them. So they've been in the cupboard for a long time, for a few months now, about 3 months. I finished reading them ages ago. Just I've not been able to get out. Like, it's just I'm not in the mood to, or I'm just too tired, or I'm not well enough to actually go out to the library. It's because I have to pick the right day to actually go to the library, because it's a long walk, it's a long journey. So yeah, which is why which is why I don't. I have to really be careful, like, what day I go. Because it's a long journey, like I say. It's a long journey, and I have to pick the right days that that's suitable for me to go. Sorry, hang on a minute. Alright. Sorry about that. I just have to get around that man again. Stop me. With his bike. But yeah, I've got to pick the right days. I know I'm not, it's probably not even the right day today, to be honest with you. Oh my god, I'm going to open one of the buttons of my jacket because it's just so hot. It's probably not the best day today, but after today, I'm not going to get a chance to. Tomorrow, I'm not going to be able to go to the library because I'm going to have my hands full, if you know what I mean. My hands are going to be full. So I'm not going to be able to go tomorrow because my hands are going to be, like, full. I'm going to be taking gifts tomorrow to work. I'm going to be giving gifts to colleagues who are leaving. So, and they're really good friends of mine. So, you know, so my hands are going to be full tomorrow. So there's no way I'm going to get to go out tomorrow to the library. And today's really, hang on, just cross this road. Today really is the only time that I can actually go and return these books. Because after tomorrow, we're on holiday for 6 weeks. So, I'm not going on holiday. I just mean that I'm on holiday, as in I'm not going into work for 6 weeks. But, what was I saying? Yeah, so, this is any time, really. This is any chance. I normally like to go to the library after work. Don't go otherwise. I don't like getting out when I'm at home. I'd rather be doing other things, but yeah, so this is my only chance. So whether I'm in the right mind, of right frame of mind, or whether my body's up to it or not, just it's completely, I don't know, I've not really got much of a choice, really. So I mean, it should be okay. I am a little bit tired because I've been walking around a lot today. I've been on my feet, so my legs are a bit achy, which means I'm going to be really achy by the time I get home. But what can I do? This is the only time, like I say, I'm going to get to go. I'm not going to really get to go any other time. But, so I'm going to go to the library. I'm going to try and see if I can get any books that are really interesting, like from authors that I know. I saw one from, what's the name of the author? Oh my gosh, I think it was Nikki French, yeah. Nikki French, I want some of their new latest ones. I saw one the last time I was there, but that was about 3 months ago, so I don't know if it's going to be there or not. I have no idea whether it's still going to be there, but I hope so, because I really want to read it. So I've just read one of the sequels to it, and I just want to read that one. Sorry, I've just read the first part to it, and I want to read the sequel, and I saw the sequel last time I was there, but I didn't pick it up. Now I want to pick it up. Well, actually, I did say that wasn't gonna, but I'm just thinking now. Maybe I do want to, so I don't know. But there you go. So, whether my body likes it or not, I'm making this journey. I've got no other choice, really. I just hope I can do it. I've got a bottle of water with me. That's my security blanket-like thing. It's my sort of security, like, my comforter, if you like. It makes me feel a bit reassured to know I've got a water bottle in there. I like to have a bit of food in there as well, just to reassure me. Sorry, I'm just crossing the road, or trying to. Okay, so that car's not going to turn in. I thought he was going to turn in, so I thought I was going to have to wait. Well, obviously not. He chose to go straight instead. Had his indicator on, that was the strange thing. Had his indicator on to indicate he's going to turn, and he didn't. So, I don't know. Well, here we go. On the way. My throat started to feel sore. I hope I don't fall ill again. So I really don't want to. Really don't want to. Anyway, my time's running out. So, I'm going to stop that boo in a minute. Just going to let it run its course. And I'm going to stop it. So I hope you're all well, and I shall speak to you all soon.